And then it just popped up in my mind while thinking about Blockbuster and thinking about Netflix. For those of you who aren't familiar with Blockbuster, they coined the phrase, make it a Blockbuster night. And this phrase was popular because Blockbuster was the thing to do on a Friday night. You would go in a Blockbuster with your family. You would get a great movie, take it home, have some candy, have some ice cream, eat some popcorn until your little teeth fell out, right? However, Blockbuster now is extinct.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and here we focus on tangible self-help strategies, inspiration, as well as giving you the tools that you need to become your best self. Yes, that's what we do here. If you have not taken the time to subscribe to our YouTube channel, I would encourage you to go to YouTube and type in Speak Your Success, and it should pop right up at the top. In addition to that, if you are listening to the podcast, you say, John, I enjoy the podcast. I'm rocking with the podcast. Be sure to subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Spotify. All of those streaming platforms, whichever one is your favorite, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Thank you in advance. Now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into today's topic. Today is another Monday. Motivation. That's right. So today I wanted to focus on complacency killing. You say, John, well, what are you talking about? Okay, well, first we have to understand what the definition of complacency truly is. And the definition of complacency is a feeling of contentment or self-satisfaction, often combined with a lack of awareness of pending trouble or controversy. So when I looked up that definition, I was like, what am I going to bring to the people? What am I going to bring to the successors this week? And then it just popped up in my mind while thinking about Blockbuster and thinking about Netflix. For those of you who aren't familiar with Blockbuster, they coined the phrase, make it a Blockbuster night. And this phrase was popular because Blockbuster was the thing to do on a Friday night. You would go in a Blockbuster with your family. You would get a great movie, take it home, have some candy, have some ice cream, eat some popcorn until your little teeth fell out, right? However, Blockbuster now is extinct. And I wanted to share this, just a little excerpt from this article, and then we're going to break it down a little bit so we can all make sure that we get to grow today. So the article is entitled, A Look Back at Why Blockbuster Really Failed and Why It Didn't Have To. The article reads, Reed Hastings, the founder of a fledgling company called Netflix, flew to Dallas to propose a partnership to Blockbuster CEO and his team. The idea that Netflix would run Blockbuster's brand online and also the CEO's firm would promote Netflix in its stores. The gentleman, Reed Hastings, got laughed out the room. We're talking about complacency killing today. Blockbuster ended up going bankrupt in 2010, and Netflix is now a $28 billion company. I did not know it was $28 billion. That says billion. Lord have mercy. Which is about 10 times what Blockbuster was worth. Today, Hastings is widely hailed as a genius, and Antico, who is the Blockbuster CEO, is considered a fool. Wow. And the reason I want to bring that up is because if we're not careful, complacency will kill us. I'm talking to myself. Because there's an area of success that we all want to achieve in some area of our lives. But at the same time, some of us think that we're sweet. Some of us begin to smell ourselves, Jonathan. Some of us begin to think that we're so good at our craft and so gifted in a particular area that nobody can take us out off our spot. Nobody can move us from our mark. We can't allow ourselves to get Netflixed, if you will. And the reason this happened to Blockbuster, because he was too proud to say, let me actually try and think how we can collaborate together. I'm a man of faith, and my book of faith says pride comes before the fall. He allowed his pride to get in the way of him being able to make a little bit more money. It says Netflix is now worth 10 times what Blockbuster was worth. So he didn't share the opportunity, so therefore he took the L. And this is a lesson. This is an expensive lesson. I don't think nobody wants to learn. Today, let us focus on areas of our lives where we know we're coasting. Let us begin to self-reflect and identify where we know we can truly grow. Are we spending too much time on Instagram scrolling? Are we spending too much time watching Game of Thrones, binge watching Game of Thrones? If you watch Game of Thrones, that's fine. This is a knock against Game of Thrones. However, how could you utilize that time to where it could benefit your legacy? Because I think sometimes we get caught up doing things that aren't benefiting generational wealth. We get caught up doing things that aren't benefiting our legacy. We get so complacent doing things that are comfortable. We're comfortable in our relationship, so we're not dating our partner. We're comfortable doing what we do every Friday. So successors, today I wanted to bring that message to you, because I think if we don't bring that level of awareness, we don't allow ourselves to awake, then we're going to continue to sleepwalk. Then we're going to get Netflixed. And we're going to get knocked out the box. And we're going to miss out on opportunities and miss out on great things because we thought that we were too good for the opportunity. We thought we didn't have to consistently prepare. We thought that we've already arrived, to know that at the same time, the party started way before you got here, John. And it's going to keep going after you're gone. So please, successors, let us continue to grow today. And let me remind you, now we're back on Instagram at SYS Podcast 1. So you can follow the Instagram page. Be sure to tag us. Screenshot that you're listening to the podcast. Tag us. We'll be sure to repost you. We'll be sure to show love. And use the hashtag SYS Podcast 1. We're back on Instagram. We're gonna get back on Twitter as well. But this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?